Economist and independent Senator Crystal Driggs, speaking in the Senate on the latest BERT program.
One of the major aims is to increase investment as a percentage of GDP to about 29% to 30%, which is a very large amount, very ambitious, Mr. President. And when we break it down in terms of public investment, foreign direct investment, and local private investment, we are aiming for public investment about 5% between 2023 and 2027, foreign direct investment of about 9% in that same time period, and then local private investment about 15% of GDP. And it is ambitious in terms of what the government is trying to do in terms of increasing gross domestic product through investment. But I am a little conservative in terms of what I think is achievable in the time frame. Mr. President, we are talking about increasing public sector investment to about $500 million each year on average in that time period. We are talking about, to put some real numbers to this, the private sector investment, $1.9 billion on average until 2027. Foreign direct investment, 9% of GDP, averaging $1.1 billion per year on average. And I like to put things into context because telling me that is your target, I then start to think about, okay, has this been done before? Is this something that is achievable? Since 1975, when I looked at foreign direct investment in particular, we've only had a foreign direct investment above 10% of GDP in 8 years, since 1975, 2005, 2007, 2008, 2011, 12, 14, 15, and 16, Mr. President. And a lot of that investment, Mr. President, was in what we call the lost decade. So the lost decade still has some lessons to be learned, because the government is now seeking to raise investment levels, particularly foreign direct investment, to the levels that they were during a decade that we call it was lost. And I say that to say because in that document, that rhetoric based on a national plan, Mr. President, I thought was unnecessary. I understand the politics behind it, but if we're talking about an economic development, a national economic development plan for Barbados, there's no reason to call it a lost decade.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.